And that federal statute still applies in all 50 states, and nothing has changed in that regard.
So it's difficult to frame Elizabeth Shirley's case as a watershed for the broader gun control movement. And another thing that hasn't changed?
Baxter Gun and Pawn.
The store that sold the shotgun that killed young Zeus Graham is still in business. An ATF investigation cleared the owners of negligence. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Good morning. I'm Brian Moline with your opening commodity market report. Asian stock markets have rebounded, led by gains on China's main index, which jumped after government measures aimed at stabilizing the market took hold. The Shanghai Composite surged 6.8%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng rebounded 4.8%. European markets are posting solid gains amid hopes Greece will finalize a plan of reforms. Meanwhile, corn futures have posted some higher prices Wednesday and again this morning, but new crop December 2015 contract is still not retested its high from last Thursday at 439 and three quarters. The buying interest may be coming from traders who are looking ahead to Friday's monthly world agricultural supply and demand estimates from the USDA, which are expected to show lower projected ending stocks for corn in both the 2014-15 and the 2015-16 marketing years. Meanwhile, the sudden shock of selling in the Chinese stock market raised question about global commodity demand this week, especially for soybeans, and seriously dampened the soybean market's recent rally. On Thursday morning, however, the U.S. soybean futures market seems to have been reminded how vulnerable 2015 production numbers may be after such a wet spring and summer. Future prices have recovered by double digits and risen back above $10 per bushel across the board. We'll get more details on those opening numbers from Ellen Dearden from Ag Review coming up in just a few minutes here on WILL. Weather today, a little rain passed through here this morning. Cloudy skies and patchy fog today, a 20% chance of showers and a high of 74 degrees. Looks like maybe a respite from the rain for the next day or so, but back in the forecast Friday night into Saturday. And speaking of weather, we'll get details on the growing conditions from Drew Lerner of World Weather coming up in just a moment.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL. Thank you. And from Busey, with more than 145 years of strength and service in our communities. Busey, your dream, our promise.
A change in weather is expected to occur across portions of the Plains and Western Corn Belt as we move out through this next week, but the eastern parts of the Midwest may continue to see showers and thunderstorms periodically. The general trend is just being adjusted as a ridge of high pressure begins to build in to portions of the Plains over the next few days. That ridge of high pressure will allow for, first, a few thunderstorms to precede it. Those thunderstorms will likely occur initially from Kansas into Missouri and parts of southern Illinois. That will occur today, and the precipitation will start to lift to the north after that, and we'll end up seeing rainfall tomorrow occurring mostly from parts of Nebraska into Iowa and central parts of Illinois, as well as points further to the east as we get into the latter part of the day tomorrow and into tomorrow night. The frontal boundary that's responsible for this precipitation over these next 2 days will lift to the northeast as we go from Saturday into Sunday. That will allow for thunderstorms to impact parts of the Great Lakes region as well as Indiana and Ohio as time moves forward. Some strong thunderstorms will be possible in any one of these next 3 or 4 days, but we do not expect widespread general soakings like those of a couple of weeks ago. But we will expect to see a few areas that will pick up on some locally strong thunderstorm activity. In fact, those areas may see some hail and damaging wind briefly, along with some very heavy rainfall, but much of it will be localized. As we move into the first part of next week, the ridge of high pressure will be in place across the plains and somewhat of the western corn belt. That should minimize some of the rainfall for a while across the west central and southwestern portions of the corn belt and allow for temperatures to heat up. We'll see a lot of 90 degree temperatures impacting areas from Kansas and Missouri to South Dakota, and we'll see temperatures further to the east, holding mostly in the 80s into the lower 90s, perhaps. The potential for rainfall next week will be greatest over the top of the ridge and down the front side of it. That ridge axis will run mostly from Texas to Saskatchewan, and we'll expect the thunderstorms to occur most often from parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin into Michigan, portions of Indiana and Ohio. The thunderstorms could be locally intense once again, but we will see the frequency relatively high in those areas, so some locations may continue to be too wet in parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan in particular. Well, the ridge of high pressure is probably going to be a feature we'll see a lot of during the balance of the summer season, and we'll see it come and go, but it'll be there present in the plains most often. There's a lot of concern about the presence of the ridge, as is always the case from a market perspective, but most likely we're going to see favorable conditions continuing to prevail across a big part of the Corn Belt for a while. Some timely rain will be necessary in the upper Midwest and portions of the western Corn Belt in general, just simply because of the fact that it's going to be warmer and faster drying rates will take place. But the bulk of the eastern lower parts of the Midwest will likely experience some improvement with the warmer temperatures coming up. Better drying conditions should occur between rainy events, and we should see a little less frequency in the rain, with the exception, again, of some areas in Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, which may continue to struggle for a while. The region will need some more significant drying in order to improve crops as best as possible. Well, the temperature forecast is warmer. We'll look for high temperatures today, though still a little bit on the cool side. A lot of 70s occurring across the Midwest, a few lower 80s in the northwest, a few upper 60s maybe around Lake Michigan. We'll look for the temperatures tomorrow running in the 80s, with a few upper 70s in the east, and then 80s and 90s will become common across the region for Saturday all the way through the first part of next week. Some temperatures even hotter in the plains will be possible from Kansas and western Oklahoma into South Dakota. Some of those areas may reach 100 degrees. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With more than 145 years of experience, Busey understands the benefits healthy businesses provide the local economy, proudly partnering with the business community since 1868. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And at 8:56 on this Thursday morning, it's time to check in with Ellen Dearden from Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Ellen, good morning. It looks like a pretty good morning so far for soybeans.
Yeah, we've got this bean market on fire this morning, Brian, and we're trying to make some new highs for moves. We've got the bean market up around 24 cents. We're seeing bulls spreading still. November beans are trading around $10.09, up about 21. This market looks pretty strong going into Friday morning's report. The trade really, though, has dialed in that we're going to see lower yield in both corn and beans released by USDA, and historically they don't make those changes in the month of July, so I hope the trade's not a bit disappointed there. Export bookings came out this morning at 7:30, and interestingly, on the soybeans, Netherlands was the big buyer. Netherlands, hard to think. On the week's break so far, Novi Beans has come really close to that 50% retracement of the big surge. That would have been 9.68, and here we are with November beans at 10.08 this morning. We did see some buying on stops up above $10. On the November beans. On the corn side of things, Brian, the December corn has just a ton of resistance at this 440 area, and we've yet to take that out. I would imagine we've got a whole raft of buy stops sitting up there. Kind of neutral exports there on the export bookings report. CONAB did come out there, the Brazilian ag ministry people, did come out with a very large second crop of corn, increased the size of that, and the trade's been looking at a record large crop in South America, a total crop, but this second crop of corn was really huge. That could kind of weigh on things, and we did hear yesterday that Cargill has two cargoes of Brazilian corn heading into the port of Wilmington, North Carolina, and that would be for hogs and poultry use. Another Greek agreement deadline looms large on Sunday. If something shouldn't be able to be put together there, we would see the dollar likely strengthen, and that always is a problem. Livestock market looks a little lower today. Weekly kill on hogs really high has hurt this hog market. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much for that report this morning. We really appreciate it. We hear from Ellen every Thursday morning here on WILL. Taking a look at your weather forecast here for east central Illinois, cloudy skies, some patchy fog. Slight chance of showers this morning with a high of 74 degrees. We had a little rain earlier. That's pushed off into western Indiana at this hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, a slight chance of a thunderstorm dropping down to 59 for the low. Partly sunny skies tomorrow, a touch warmer, a high of 81. And it looked like earlier in the week we might escape rain this weekend, but it's back in the forecast. Partly sunny skies for Saturday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 87. Mostly cloudy Saturday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 71. Partly sunny on Sunday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 87 degrees. That rain chance lingers into Monday and Tuesday with temperatures in the mid-80s. We might finally escape those showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday of next week with mostly sunny skies and a high of 80 degrees. This is WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, streaming online at will.illinois.edu. It's 9 o'clock.
Good morning. The world's youngest country, South Sudan, turns 4 today. It's hard to celebrate in the middle of a civil war. Why one young man is holding out hope on Morning Edition from NPR News. Will meet fled South Sudan years ago. He spent 14 years in refugee camps and made it to the U.S. Now he wants to go back to help save his country. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. This hour, saving people a trip to Rikers Island, the notorious jail in New York City. A new plan makes it easier for judges to go easy on pretrial defendants. A new housing policy from the Obama administration means some communities have to fight harder against discrimination. And one strange upside of the drought, you can now explore ruins of a B-29 bomber at the bottom of Lake Mead. It's Thursday, July 9th. Tom Hanks is 59. Here's the news.